It's great for us to be here this morning. I hope you brought your Bibles. We're going to be reading some scripture. And it's important that we have our Bibles. I don't care who's preaching. And I'm going to address that in just a moment. You see, truth is truth, and it doesn't make any difference who says it. And error is error, and it doesn't make any difference who's preaching it. And so you've got to have a standard. And we're going to look at that standard tonight. But before we get, or this morning, before we get into the lesson, I would like to thank the congregation for having me here. I'd like to thank Tommy and the elders and the rest of the people here at the congregation that worked so diligently and so hard to have this lectureship. I am privileged to be here and be a speaker. Jesus in John chapter 8 and verse 44 gives us a description of the man that we're going to talk about today, the man that we've been talking about here all week. He gives us a description of Satan, and he says there, he was a murderer from the beginning. He abode not in the truth. He says, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Now, as we read our Bibles, we find that Satan works overtly and covertly trying to get a hold of us. Overtly like this. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. We're warned there. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil as a roaring lion. He walks about seeking whom he may devour. And covertly, we are told in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verses 24 and 25 that Paul, through the Holy Spirit, instructs Timothy to instruct those that oppose themselves, that they may acknowledge the truth, that they may recover themselves from the snare of the devil. And then in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, we are told to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. There is an actual church of Satan, complete with head, complete with founder, complete with an organization. And there are members in the tens of thousands according to them. And yes, they do have the book that they call the book of Satan. The Bible, the satanic Bible. Yes, I did. I was embarrassed to buy this thing. And I was even more embarrassed to read the thing. Friends, this Bible and the head of this organization, his name Anton LaVey, they're looking for members. Now, what they are offering is they are offering the world religion at your own desire. You can choose it any old way you want it. And I want to read to you just one little passage from the book of Satan, chapter 3, beginning there in verse 7, so that you can get an idea of what we're talking about here. Friends, they are looking for members, and here is what they're offering. And they're offering this to the world. It says, hate your enemies with a whole heart, and if a man smite you on the cheek, smash him on the other one. Smite him hip and thigh, for self-preservation is the highest law. He who turns the other cheek is a cowardly dog. Give blow for blow, scorn for scorn, doom for doom, with compound interest liberally added thereunto. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a fourfold, a hundredfold. Make yourself a terror to your adversary, and for your adversary, and when he goes his way, he will possess much additional wisdom to ruminate over. Thus shall you make yourself respected in all of the walks of life, and your spirit, your immortal spirit, shall live not in an intangible paradise, but in the brains and in the sinews of those whose respect you have gained. He says, life is the great indulgence, death the great abstinence. Therefore, make the most of life here and now. There is no heaven glory bright. There is no hell where sinners roast. Here and now is our day of torment. Here and now is our day of joy. Here and now is our opportunity. Choose you this day, this hour, for no redeemer lives. Say unto your own heart, I am my own redeemer. This interests people. Satan is looking for members. The satanic church is looking for members, and they are appealing to the world, as you can see. It's a very worldly organization. Now, it's not very difficult to become a member of the Church of Satan. You can go on the internet and you can find you an application form right there on the internet. Now, when you go there, you're going to see that they claim a few restrictions, but it's very doubtful that they would discourage anybody from being a member just because you were not able to fulfill the requirements that they set out. They strongly urge anyone who would be a member of this satanic organization and religion to strongly defend their satanic faith. Friends, they want active members. They don't want people to come in and sit in the pew. They want people that will do something. Now, on that registration form that you read, I want to just read you what it says there. It says, "We encourage each Satanist to take it upon himself to clear up misunderstandings of our religion wherever he sees them. You don't have to be a member to speak for yourself as a Satanist. You need no authority beyond being offended by stupidity and hypocrisy. Understand that if you wish to speak as members of the Church of Satan, you are legally required to be a registered member. In addition, don't misrepresent yourself as being a spokesman for the church unless you achieve that status. But you can always defend Satanism as an avowed Satanist proud of your religion." Friends, they encourage people to defend this satanic faith. And we have a sad state of affairs in the church today when there are elders in many places who are actually discouraging the defending of the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because you might offend somebody. Friends, that's wrong as it can be. They continue here. On that application, there's also a place there for an active membership. And this is where we begin to see the inequities and the inconsistencies of this religion. They want you to fill out all of this form, and then at the end of that form it says, quote, "False answers are grounds for immediate termination of membership." Friends, that is pure irony that they would appeal now to the truth for a religion that considers every one of them a god in his own right. Friends, that is absolute irony that they would appeal to the truth when there is no way to find it except through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and God the Father. John chapter 17, verse 17. "Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth." Now, Satan, being the father of lies, he should encourage false statements on this application form instead of looking for the truth. Friends, how did all of this start? How in the world did all of this start? Now, Michael touched on it just a little bit before I got up here. But Satanism and the Church of Satan, and that's what we're trying to do, is to expose this Church of Satan. It all began as a religion and a philosophy from a man that was named Anton LaVey. And Anton LaVey established this satanic organization back in 1966. Back in the 50s, he worked as a carnival worker. He was a pianist in a bar room, in a brothel, and at his own denomination. He said that he learned a lot from this about human nature. Then it was that he got to San Francisco and he became a, quote, psychic investigator for the San Francisco Police Department. And it was there that he learned that people wanted a supernatural explanation for something that had a common cause. He was a psychic investigator. And so he would come up with these simple answers, and it disappointed people. They wanted some supernatural explanation. Disappointed people. And so he said, "I just made up stuff. I made up supernatural explanations for something that had a common cause." And that pleased people. He said this gave him an insight to how people look at religion. And you know, he was right. He was right. Today, you can talk to some people about worship, and you look at the Word of God, and he gives a very simple, logical, rational explanation of what worship is. John chapter 4, verse 24. "God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." That is logical, rational, and simple. And people won't want it. They say, "Oh no, the Holy Spirit has got to put something in me so that I can have worship and feel it from within, or it's not worship at all." We tell people about how it is that they get their faith. Very simple explanation. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Oh no! The Holy Spirit has got to be poured in me like some liquid or like some electricity, or I won't have faith at all. Friends, people won't take a rational explanation for what the Bible has to say. They're looking for some kind of a supernatural explanation. He was right about that. We're going to see that he was right about many things. He was also wrong about many things. But let's not forget this. Truth is truth. It doesn't make any difference who says it. And error is error. And it doesn't make any difference who preaches it. I don't care how many letters he's got behind his name. It doesn't make any difference. And so we must appeal to the one and only standard, the Word of God, so that we can find our truth. Now, the church of Satan and the teachings of the church of Satan, they are based upon self-indulgence, individualism, and an eye for an eye morality. Now, Satanists, and I'm going to have to throw a few of these terms out there, because in order to expose the church, you're going to have to cut the head off. In order to cut the head off, you got to find what his source of standard is. And so we've got the Bible here, this satanic Bible, and we've got Anton LaVey. And so they've come up with some definitions. And they say that their religion is a left-handed path religion. And they are totally opposed to the right-handed paths of religion, such as Christianity. Because of Christianity's denial of faith, because of their emphasis on guilt, and because of their emphasis on abstinence. Now, as we go through this, you need to understand that everything that is contained here in this Bible, and that they are making reference to as Christianity, is Catholicism, Catholic doctrine, and Protestant denominational doctrine. It has nothing to do with the Church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Absolutely nothing. Now, the governing body of the Church of Satan is made up of a close circle of friends of Anton LaVey. They were called his magical compatriots. This is the magical circle. And the high priestess of the Church of Satan is Anton LaVey's live-in lover and mother of his children. And her name is Blanche Barton. And at LaVey's death, she wrote another book, The Church of Satan, A Brief History. And I want you to listen as I read to you what she has to say about the head of this Church of Satan. She said, quote, LaVey wanted to establish something new, not strict doctrines, awash with attitudes of blind faith and worship, but something which would smash all concepts of anything that had come before, something to break apart the ignorance and the hypocrisy fostered by Christian churches, something too that could free people to apply the black magic he and his magic circle were using. The magic and the philosophy was down to earth, rational, bedrock philosophy that emphasized the carnal, lustful, natural instincts of man without imposing guilt for manufactured sins, to break apart the crust of stupidity and irrationality fostered over the last 2,000 years, LaVey knew it was necessary to blast it to its foundations. Now she continues, and she said, LaVey would blasphemously form a religion, and even more, he would call his organization a church consecrated not in the name of God, but in the name of Satan, to be practiced openly. Gives new meaning to 1 Peter 5 and 8, doesn't it? Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. Well, let's just look at this Church of Satan. Let's just look at the worship and some of the practices. Anton LaVey said, every man is a god if he chooses to recognize himself as one. Now, the high priest of the Church of Satan, a fellow by the name of Peter Gilmore, writes this. He says, we Satanists owe LaVey our gratitude for symbolically opening these adamantine gates of hell by giving form and structure to a philosophy that names us as the gods of our own subjective universes. This is nothing new. This is not even fresh. Friends, we can go all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, where Adam and Eve were consumed by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The reoccurring theme of the book of Judges is this. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 17 and verse 6. There's nothing new. There's nothing fresh about it. Absolutely not. You see, this has been a problem that has existed ever since God instructed man on how it was that they were to live and how it was that they were to worship him. The problem is, man has been obstinate in receiving these instructions on how to live and how to worship the one and only true God. Friends, it is because of lust and it is because of covetousness that man wants to be free from any kind of restriction that is out there. And so the church of Satan has the world's solution for a long-lived problem of submission. They offer a religious organization that has every member as a god to worship as he pleases and as he pleases himself, doing the world a favor. Now, just as we Christians have our Bible that instructs us how it is that we are to walk this walk of life, how it is that we are to worship God, how it is that we have God as the object of our worship, so do they have their Bible, the satanic Bible, that instructs them how they ought to live and how they ought to worship the way that they do. Now, in the book of Lucifer, which is in this book, it's contained right here, in page 96, we read this. It says, the highest of all holidays in the satanic religion is the date of one's own birth. It says, the Satanist feels, why not really be honest? If you're going to create a God in your image, why not that create that God as yourself? We're talking about individualism. We are talking about self-indulgence. Now, if every man's going to be a god, if he chooses to recognize himself as one, then they have decided that the highest, holiest day of the year is the birth of the day of your birth. Now, you talk about junior high selfishness. Now, we've got it going here. This is all about self-indulgence and self-aggrandizement. Now, we want to look at the definition, some of the definitions that they have in this Church of Satan, and we want to look at the purpose of their worship. First of all, the Satanic Bible has a section on the theory and the practice of satanic worship, satanic magic, the theory and the practice of satanic magic. Now, friends, this is their worship, and it might surprise you, Satan is not the object of their worship. Self is the object of their worship because every member of the satanic church is a god. And so we look at the definition of magic. Now, this is not the Webster's definition. This is the satanic definition of magic. He says this, the change in situations or events, now watch this, in accordance with one's will, which would, using normally accepted methods, be unchangeable. And then he tells us about, there's a difference here about white magic and there's a difference in black magic. And how that there really is no difference at all except for this. And he tells us the difference. No difference at all except for the smug hypocrisy, guilt-ridden righteousness, and self-deceit of the white magician. That gives a new meaning to being entertained too, doesn't it? Just a new meaning of being entertained. Now, he goes on to say that the white magic is supposed to be used for good, and the black magic, it says, is supposed to be used for self-aggrandizement, personal power, and evil purposes. Now, the Satanic Bible also has all of these ritual magics. They have formal ceremonies. They have greater magic. They have lesser magic, claiming that all of this is a dynamically transmittable force that can create change in accordance with one's own will again. Now, there are three types of these satanic rituals. One is the sex ritual. And friends, I'm telling you, it will embarrass you to read it. It is vulgar. It is crude. It is beyond anybody's comprehension in the Lord's church. The second one is a ritual of compassion. And the third one is a ritual of destruction, and it is a curse that is used to destroy, and we'll get into that in just a moment. Now, I want to remind you, and you need to be very thorough about this, that because throughout this satanic Bible, LaVey keeps throwing up Catholic doctrines with all of their practices and all of their abuses, and he tries to connect them to the doctrines of the Church of our Lord. And when the Church of our Lord and the Word of God has never, ever endorsed or proclaimed anything that is in this book, and yet they just keep throwing it out there, trying to gain some kind of credibility for their magic and their worship. Now I want to get to that destructive ritual. It says here it is, in their own words, to ensure the destruction of an enemy, you must destroy them by proxy. Now that's code language for having some kind of a little idol. You must destroy them by proxy. They must be shot, stabbed, sickened, burned, smashed, drowned, or rent in the most vividly convincing manner. It is easy to see why the religion of the right-handed path frowned upon the creation of graven imagery. The imagery used by the sorcerer is a working mechanism for material reality, which is totally opposed to esoteric spirituality. And they claim to be nonviolent. They claim to be nonviolent. Friends, what is the makeup of this church? Now, Satanists claim that their membership, particularly their older members, they come out of what they know as Christianity, and these people have some kind of Christian indoctrination. Well, there's no doubt that anybody who would be a member of the Church of Satan is somebody that wants to be freed from any kind of restriction at all. Even though the Christian is free from sin, he is not free from restriction. We have been freed from the law of Moses, but we are still under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. We are under that law. Now, friends, this is a religion. The Christian religion is a religion of submission. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3. When we are told there, but I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of every woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. We see that in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, when he says, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. This is a religion of submission to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And to LaVey's credit, he does know some scripture. But remember, so did Satan, Matthew chapter 4. He knows some scripture and he will use it to his advantage. LaVey knows that the New Testament church of our Bible, he knows that it has left the divine path through denominationalism, and that when we look at denominationalism out here in the world, it is not what we read about in the Bible. LaVey says he has evidence of not a new Christian age, but a new satanic age, and you need to really hear this. He says, since man's natural instincts lead him to sin, all men are sinners, and all sinners go to hell. If everyone goes to hell, then you will meet all of your friends there. Times have changed, he says. Religious leaders no longer preach that all of our natural actions are sinful. We no longer think that sex is dirty or that taking pride in ourselves is shameful, or that wanting something that someone else has is vicious. Of course not. Times have changed. And if you want proof of this, just look at how liberal the churches have become. Why, they're preaching all the things that you preach. They're practicing all of the things that you preach. Now, friends, if our liberal brethren could just see themselves as the church of Satan perceives them to be, perhaps they would come back to the truth. But now he's not through. Listen to this. If many religions are denying their own scriptures because they are out of date and are preaching the philosophies of Satanism, why not call it by its rightful name? Satanism. And to that I say amen. Truth is truth, and it doesn't make any difference who says it. But here again we find Satanism fighting straw men, because the church of our Lord is standing in the gap. The church of our Lord is standing strong. The church of our Lord is contending for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And friends, if you find yourself in a religious organization that is not contending for the faith, you better reassess your position there in that religious organization and then get out. Get out. Because you're not part of the church that the Lord died for. You see, there are a lot of people today that have lost confidence in the church because denominationalism has left the faith. They read their Bibles just like LaVey did. And they don't see their denomination appearing in the scriptures. Just listen, if you will, to what the Satanic Bible has to say about Christian churches. It says, many churches with some of the largest congregations have the most hand-clapping and sensual music, also satanically inspired. After all, the devil has always had the best tunes. Amen, amen, and amen. Friends, denominationalism and many churches of our Lord have been duped into believing that you can worship God any old way you want to, and he's going to be pleased with it. As long as the person that is offering the worship is pleased, then God has got to be pleased. But friends, God will never be satisfied with something you can't praise him with. You can't praise him with hand clapping. You can't praise him with sensual music, because that is not what he wants. He has told us what he wants. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. You cannot praise God by clapping your hands. He won't have it. Now there's another denominational practice that has even infiltrated the church, and it has to do with the collecting of money as an offering. Now, the offering we give is a worship of God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 1 and 2, we see that it is a worship. But it is only a worship if it is given as a free will offering. Now notice what he has to say about the way that denominational, quote, Christian churches collect. He says the fundraising adjunct to many church bazaars is commonly known as a carnival, which used to mean the celebration of the flesh. Now the carnival is okay because the money goes to the church so that it can preach against the temptations of the devil. It will be said that these are only pagan devices and ceremonies, that the Christians just borrowed them. True, but the pagans reveled in the delights of the flesh and were condemned by the very people who celebrate their pagan rituals but call them by a different name. Friends, the very thing that our unfaithful brethren have fought to preserve, that is, unscriptural worship practices. The very thing that our unfaithful brethren have fought to preserve, these Satanists openly proclaim. Now friends, these Satanists, they're hollering freedom from restriction because that is their philosophy and that is their religion. But we have people in the church today that are hollering freedom in Christ. And then they proceed to worship and to serve God in an unauthorized manner, and I fail to see the difference. Who would be a member of the Church of Satan. Who would make up this Church of Satan? Well, remember what Anton LaVey said. Every man is a god if he chooses to recognize himself as one. Every man. So the individual who would be susceptible and would be found in the Church of Satan is an individual who would refuse to submit his will to God's will. Friends, when we go about to establish a religion of our own, when we deviate from the standard that God has given us, when we deviate from that standard and we go out and establish a religion or get into a religion that is suitable to us just because that's the way that we want it, then we are involved in self-will worship. And Colossians chapter 2 and verse 23 preaches against that. All day long it'll preach against that. In verse 23, he says there, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship. Now to this will worshiping, this is what Jesus the Christ had to say in Matthew chapter 15 and verse 9. He said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. In vain do they worship me. Worthlessly do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Romans chapter 1 and verse 22 says there that they professed themselves to be wise and they became fools. And then it says that they changed the truth of God, verse 25, into a lie. And they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen. Friends, no Christian, no faithful Christian would dare think about becoming a member or even being associated with the Church of Satan. And friends, this openly blasphemous, satanic religion who has no regard for responsibility and rejects all of the Word of God, these individuals, it would be a laughable institution if there weren't so many misdirected souls involved in this Church of Satan. Now, we today, we look at false religions. And we look at false religions and we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 where it tells us about these ministers of Satan transforming themselves into the ministers of righteousness. This is pure deceit. And we've been on the lookout for this pure deceit. Oh, we look and we check people with the Bible. We want to make sure that that's what they're saying. And that's exactly what we want to, because we want to mark those individuals who would try to deceive us into believing something other than the gospel truth as it has been presented to us. Now, this Church of Satan is an openly has an open disregard for God. It has an open disregard for the Word and the truth. And it is a blasphemous organization. It is easy to spot. Easy to spot. But friends, let me ask you this. Here's the real question. Does it really matter what denomination anybody belongs to if therein is a rejection of the Word and the will of God for our lives and for our service to Him? Does it really matter what denomination anybody belongs to? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 still says, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil is a roaring lion. He walks about seeking whom he may devour. Thank you for your time.